Dreamscape Lore presents Dungeon Runner 1, written by Dustin Tigner. Read for you by Jackie Milosh. To Janelle Amelie, my older sister of three, born 3 years, 3 days before me on Christmas. You made my lucky number three, and this is my not third book. Cogs hurriedly unpublishes something. This book has a website. Head over to dungeonexploiters.com for bonus story content, art, and music. Enjoy! Part 1. Enten. Chapter 1. Exhausted, Enten plopped down on one of the large pillows the market vendors had near their booths for runners. He let out a breath and wiped a trickle of sweat from his forehead. The market buzzed with the talk of people bartering and shopping and doing their best to accept this new reality. It was sort of an unspoken agreement to not mention their past lives in the colony ship, or question whether or not this was real, this fantasy world that was meant to be a game and became so much more. Music twirled itself around the commotion and sunlit apparel. No one played the music. It simply existed in the fabric of reality. Where there was a market, there was music, a happy, lively tune. Enten hadn't seen Dantic all day, which was odd considering how much the kid begged and begged to be shown the ropes from a true runner. Even after yesterday's grueling set of runs, the kid walked with an air of fulfillment, not a kid anymore, but a working member of society. And now he was gone. Maybe Enten wasn't the best judge of what people were thinking or feeling. He had never been great at it before. Still, it felt strange. He reached out his index and middle finger until they pressed against an invisible sheet of cold glass. He slid his fingers upward, trailing a blue shimmer of pixels. Then shapes coalesced from the air.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?